our story begins at Manhattan Monthly. Alexandra is working at her desk when Marshall walks into her office.
Hello, Alexandra.
Hello, Marshall. I don't remember making an appointment with you.
You didn't, but I thought I'd stop by and talk to you about our daughter.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
And exactly what's there to talk about, Marshall? You do your thing, I'll do mine.
Well, you see, that doesn't work for me. I've been trying to get close to Serena for months, and I don't want you to screw things up by going over to her apartment and making her suspicious.
I really hope that you're not trying to tell me what to do. You'd probably hate to see what happened to the last person that made that little mistake.
What were you doing there? You hardly even know Serena.
I've made a point of ingratiating myself into her life. I met my granddaughter for the first time, Marshall. God, I can't believe I'm even saying that.
Serena doesn't know you, Alexandra. If you stop by her apartment unannounced, she's going to get suspicious.
Okay, so tell me this. Why can't I just march over there and tell her that I'm her mother?
Are we talking about the same Serena Stiles here? That woman is more stubborn than you are. She will not take kindly to you blurting out that you're her biological mother.
Alexandra. Hi.
Raven, how long were you standing there?
Long enough. Anyway, Perry told me to ask you for your future update by the end of the day. I'm just passing that along.
Fine. Now, if you'll excuse us, I do have a visitor.
Whatever, Alexandra.
You're not a nice person, are you?
To my enemies? Hell no. And that screeching banshee is at the top of my hit list.
At the Westside Psych Ward, Zach is talking with Zoe at the nurse's station.
Dad, you're dropping by here just about every time I work lately. Are you sure you're doing all right?
I'm fine, Zoe. In fact, I stopped by to give you some good news. I got a job.
Really? Where?
Yeah, that huge new bookstore there opening in Midtown. Got a job there.
Doing what?
Assistant manager. They originally told me I was overqualified, but I convinced them that at this point in my life, I just wanted a steady income.
Well, that's great if that's what you want to do. I'm still surprised you decided to stay in New York.
I want to be near my daughter. Is that such a bad thing?
No, of course not. I'm glad you're here. And if Joe is right, you may also have a grandson out there somewhere.
Zoe, don't go getting your hopes up about that until there's some solid evidence. Zelda and everyone else died in that church fire. How could the little boy have escaped?
I don't know, Dad. But Joe wouldn't have made me think there was even any hope if he didn't have something to go on. He's alive. I just know it.
Alone in her apartment, Hannah is in the kitchen when the phone rings.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I have something very juicy to talk to you about.
Oh, so do I. But you go first.
I just overheard Alexandra talking with some guy in her office.
Ooh, dirt on the Dragon Lady. Nice.
They were talking about Serena Stiles.
Ugh, I moved to Fun South again.
Get this. the guy with Alexandra, he flat out said that she was Serena Stiles' biological mother.
What?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.